Israeli Bosnian in the daf as well.
So, Maisa, this week is Parshas Vayikra. And last week I was trying to get a shiur for Parshas Pekudei, which was delayed, postponed, and ultimately canceled. But then I saw, and Maisa, that same topic belongs to this parsha well. So everybody was upset of missing last week's shiur. You could be mashed in the day. Devastated. In this week's parsha, it says about the mitzvah of smicha, that before bringing a carbon, one needs to do smicha on the carbon. Tosis asks in Chagiga, the Gemara learns that women don't do smicha. Whereas the pasuk, that women don't do smicha. Says Tosis. Tosis says, when do you do smicha? Smicha is usually connected to the carbon. Whenever you bring the carbon, before they have to do smicha. Carbon you can bring only in the day. So says Tosis, if you can bring carbon only in the day, so smicha is something you can do only in the day as well. And we know that women are potter for mitzvahs as the shesma and grama. So why does the Gemara have to tell me that women are potter for smicha, they bring a pasuk, the women don't do smicha, you learn from this week's pasha, that it says loshon of ish and not isha, that you learn that they don't do smicha, it's a shesma and grama, so obviously a woman, what? And chavis karbonis, so it should be chavis for smicha, you're saying. So, meaning what? Stop, my boy, if you call it. Right, so you could say
it's not, it's not that it's only during the Zaytik.
It's a whole new thing. The fact. Good. So the Maisa, what comes out? Karbonis, you could say. Karbonis exerts the kosher, the woman's chayv. Smicha, we don't have exerts the kosher, the woman's chayv. So I don't have to have a mute that says, Ishul Aisha, at Kama, it's supposed to just one kroon, so you put her. So Elama. Seemingly, that's what the Chayim go with. Really building the Rishayim. That seeming for Tosis Kasha is that you understand that Smicha is part of the Korban. And Smicha is part of the Korban, so the same way you Chayav and Korban, you Chayav also Smicha. I mean, to answer Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, if it's a Shesman Groma, you could say, it might not have Torah said you have to do a Korban, and a Korban requires Smicha. So mainly, Isha's Chayav and Smicha as well, you see that.
You don't do Smicha and you do a Korban.
So the pashas, I think the smicha comes out of the evit kosher without smicha. So you say you could do the evit. Okay, you see from here the toises. I said did not agree with this one. So pashas, what's the lumdus toises? They understand the smicha is not something which is a hemshech of a carbon. Smicha stands on its own; it's just associated with the carbon. It's not part of the carbon; it's associated with the carbon.
Not
makif. It's not makif, right? No, you could say it because it's not makif as well. So according to toises, according to toises has the position as my grandma. So based on this havana, I don't understand why women or potter from why do you need a pasuk? Why you don't say it? Because that's just my grandma and women are potter. So I wanted to share with Arlen two answers, which really connect to last week's parsha. Last week's parsha it says that the it being based on Mikdash, the Rambam brings the Hichus Beis Abchira Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. He says Mamash in the same halacha. He says. Being based on Mikdash is only in the day, not in the night. And who's chayav and mitzvah based on Mikdash? Anashim, v'nashim, everybody's chayav and mitzvah based on Mikdash. Being based on Mikdash, how do you learn it from? You learn it from last week's parasha that it says that the women were also involved in being in Mishkan. So same way, that's what Magen Mishkan says over there. Same way, they were involved in Mishkan. You learn from there the chayav in based on Mikdash. So the first thing we ask over there as well, the churah based on Mikdash, you could burn only in the day, as the Rambam says the same halacha. So why do you say woman chayav? What about mitzvah shesman grama? What about mitzvah shesman grama? And can you want to tell me that's part of exerus hakosuv? Once wanted to tell me, you learn from Parshas Vayakel that it says the woman were involved in the Mishkan, so it's exerus hakosuv they have to build a Mishkan. The Parshas, when you look here in the pesukim in Parshas Vayakel, doesn't say that there's no tzivui. It's a mitzias. The woman went and built the Mishkan. So the Rambam learns from there they're also involved based on Mikdash. What about mitzvah shesman grama? So, a teretz on what do you
day versus night? A real zman is that the zman?
We say that tefillin is mitzvah shesman grama because only day, not the night. That's one of the class, right? Tefillin is mitzvah shesman grama because only day, not the night. So you see, from here, they have mitzvah shesman grama in churin day and night. So two teretz I want to share with the oilam is one is a teretz I actually heard from Lucy Feiner told me the Teretz. Then I saw the Chavtzas Asher and says on its own as well. It's the same idea. So we find, just an akdoma to this, Tosis asks in Kiddushin, when we speak about Mitzvah on Groma, Tosis says, the Gemara learns that a woman doesn't have to do is not mechuyev b'mila on her son. Says Tosis, why do you have to have a pasuk? We know that mila is Mitzvah on Groma, right? Because it's a certain time we have to do it. You can't do it before Yom HaShmi. It's only in the 8th day. That's what Tosis asks. So Tosis goes on to say that from the 8th day, you know, it doesn't stop. That's what Tosis says. But the Ramban and the Ritva and the Minchas Chinuch brings them. They say something else. They say, the pshat is, because mitzvah milo is not on the isha. It's on the son. Just the isha is responsible to do the mitzvah, which is mutal on the son. So mitzvah milo on the son. Now, who takes care of it? And that's we spoke, I think, also here in one of the shurim, about how it goes from the son to the father. It's a chiyuv on the father, it's a chiyuv on the son. But eventually, you have a chiyuv on the son, which the father or the mother have to take care of. So it's not a mitzvah on the mother, it's a mitzvah on the son. Then you don't say mitzvah shazman kol. That's what the Ramban, the way Michas Chinuch explains it. Meaning it's not a mitzvah mutel asalesha, it's not on the isha, it's somebody else, and the isha just takes over. So what the Chassidus wants to say, the idea that the being a mishkan, and according to that also karbonis in general, karbonis is a din on a tzibur. The tzibur have to build a mishkan. Tzibos have to be in Karbonis. And some Karbonis, obviously not. When you have a chayva in the tzibor, and the woman is just associating herself with that, so that is not a chayva on her. It's a chayva in the tzibor, which is part of it. She just joins it. This is really also connected to this week's parasha. Because in this week's parasha, the Ramban is managed to say that we have really two types of Karbonis. You have a Karbon called Karbon Tzibor. And you have a Karbon called Karbon Shutfer. Shutfer means we have two partners joining a Karbon. That's one thing. Tzibur is not two partners joining in a carbon. Shutfi means that you have two owners to the carbon. Tzibur is a new entity. It's not a specific person. It's an entity called Tzibur when all the Tzibur come together. So when Aisha comes and she's just joining the Tzibur as part of the Tzibur, it's not a chiv on her. It's a chiv on the Tzibur, which she's associating with her. Same thing with a chiv on a son, which she's associating with. Maybe he can't join the Tzibur. He can't be part of the Tzibur. Aisha, he could be part of the Tzibur. I'll only according to that.
No.
So avadai the korban is aishas mechiv too. That's a korban tamid.
You're saying she's the person who's ahead of the tzibur, but she doesn't have full.
She doesn't have the full thing of all the mitzvahs of tzibur, like the art ava right? Matzia shekel. Pasha goes on aishas too, right? Matzia shekel. No, not the one in the mishkan. When you come later, we do the matzia shekel. We don't even get also later in the mishkan. In the mishkan, it was only on ashim. So I mean, so I don't know if it's a good rabbi. I don't know if it's a good rabbi.
For the
very good too. Very good. Okay. That's Lezecher anyway. What?
What if
you
give
Right. Adrab. That's a kasher. That's a chunin bringing musafim with the nachayim.
Yeah, but the
machzor
you bring today is
Lezecher. Right, that's sweet today. Sweet time with some English. So let's leave it as that. That doesn't work. Doesn't help. But it could be that it might say, let's say chiyuv being a mishkan, isha is part of the chiyuv because of the din in the tzibur. And she joins the tzibur in that Indian, but she doesn't, and therefore she's not mitzvah shazman kol. Karbonis, it won't really help on her karbon yachid. Karbon belongs only to her. So then to say that a smicha works to that's you can't say that. It was going to help in the mishkan. But another answer says the two Rebbein on the Tosfos over here. Tosfos here in Chagiga. If you think about smicha, the two Rebbein says an answer that flies over here and can also help here with the mishkan. And to explain the teretz of the two Rebbein, she will have a small gedoma to that too. The Ramban tells us, the classic Ramban, coming soon, says that Sfir Soimer is not a mitzvah says it's not a gov. The famous Ramban in Kiddushi. Everybody asks you, why? Sfir Soimer Avadi, it's a very, very specific time. It's only between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's mitzvah says it's not a gov. So why does Ramban tell me it's not a mitzvah says it's not a gov? So the question is, maybe it was a tos in the gears of the Ramban. It's a mistake. What does the Ramban mean? The two Rebbein brings, now that's the different two Rebbein, Naman Chagig, he brings the Megillah, he says, what's Pshat? Pshat is like this. The reason why we have Sfir Soimer from Pesach Shavuos, it's not because Sfir Soimer is only that time and you can't go to somewhere else. Sfir Soimer is counting the days for Pesach Shavuos. So what do you say? You don't have Sfir Soimer in Rosh Hashanah time? Yeah, because it's not between Pesach and Shavuos. I chosen not in the time of the mitzvah, chosen nechatim to the mitzvah. I want to go ahead and do the Sfiras HaYomer. I really could do the Sfiras HaYomer any time of the year. Lord, sir, that I had Pesach and Shavuot time of the year, I could do Sfiras HaYomer then. The problem is I don't have. My Sfiras HaYomer is I need the nechatim to have to do it. So I'm counting for Pesach to Shavuot. The mitzvah Ezra is going to go is I have a mitzvah that could be any time and I limit you to a certain time. I tell you, you could do it all the time. And it's only here, not something else. But if I just don't have the chetim to how to do the mitzvah, it's not considered to be mitzvah shas b'mankom. Another example to that is the mitzvah, the what we do, Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham, the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush Levana, the first lines of the Magen Avraham, he says that Nashim are pturus from Kiddush Levana because it's the mitzvah shas b'mankom. Why does it shas b'mankom? Because you can do Kiddush Levana only until the 15th or the 16th of the month. Then you can't do Kiddush Levana anymore. So mainly that's mitzvah zeh shas b'mankom. Says the chemtish of Chochav Shem on the spot, says on the Magen Avraham, he says, it's not mitzvah shas b'mankom. He says, the reason why you can't do Kiddush Levana, you do Kiddush Levana only be chidusha, only when the Levana is new. The first 15 days of the month, the Levana is new, so you can do Kiddush Levana. After the first 15 days, the Levana is not new anymore. So it's not a problem that you don't have, it's not a time thing, it's just you don't have, chosen nechetimtzi, chosen what to do with it. That's a gdama in general, mitzvah zeh shas b'mankom. So the Turim Chagig wants to take it one step forward. Let's say something else, another thing, Rabbi Smicha. It says the following like this. When you have a mitzvah, which every day is a new mitzvah, yeah, the mitzvah of tefillin today is not a mitzvah of tefillin tomorrow. The mitzvah of shayfer this year is not a mitzvah of shayfer next year. And the Torah goes in and tells you, well, you could do the mitzvah today, and at the end of the day, you're done. You can't do it anymore. And you have shayfer, you could do it on Rosh Hashanah, and then you're done. You can't do it anymore. So that's called mitzvah zeh shas b'mankom. There's a certain time when you could do the mitzvah. And then the next time you'll do it, it's a new mitzvah. So you lost that other mitzvah after the time ended. It's a zeh shas b'mankom. But then you have mitzvahs, which are, it's a mitzvah to do it only once. You have to go and do the mitzvah. That's it. Now, if you don't do it today, you'll do it tomorrow. If you don't do it tomorrow, you'll do it the next day. It's not a new mitzvah tomorrow. It's the same mitzvah. So Elamah, the Torah told you, I can do the mitzvah only in the day and not in the night. It's not a mitzvah zeh shas b'mankom. There's a time constraint. It doesn't lead to the mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah the whole time. You can do the mitzvah today, tomorrow, the next day, every day. Elamah, doing the time, you have intervals where the mitzvah doesn't apply. So it says the Torah Evan, it's as if you have chosa bechetim. Says the Torah gave you the mitzvah. It's a daily mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is done during the day. In the night, it's not that I have a time constraint in the mitzvah. In the night, I just don't have the mitzvah there. What? So tefillin the next day is a new mitzvah.
Why is
it a new mitzvah? Every day is a new mitzvah. It's kakafta lo mach tefillin. Pasha is every mitzvah every day. And Ken, you want to argue that kakafta is not. Pasha is every day is a new mitzvah. You do another mitzvah tefillin. Maybe even the same day twice. You could argue. You're doing two. So it's a mitzvah. I could do the mitzvah today, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new mitzvah. If I didn't mach tefillin today, I'm missing the mitzvah today.
If you put on tefillin tonight, yeah. That's not a mitzvah. You're not. Can't make a bracha.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, you have to.
So the mitzvah that I had yesterday, I ended at the end of the day.
From Haim Biz Morgan. It's not.
Exactly. That's a good word.
It's fine. So you can't make a bracha on.
It's not a mitzvah. But you're not making a mitzvah.
That's where this man is.
Right.
The chiyuv on karbanos is as a result of something, you bring a karbon. No matter when that time is.
Right, that connects to that.
Therefore, they're telling you when you have to bring that carbon, you just don't bring it at night.
Right. It's a hamshach of
Zman. It's a very different discussion.
So then he goes, it's connecting to that. When he says, when you do smicha, you can do, whenever you bring the carbon, you do smicha. Now, in theory, depends.
If you're a chayav and a chatos, can you bring it tonight?
You can't bring it tonight, you can bring it tomorrow.
Right.
Right. So there's no time limit.
I want to put on tefillin, I want to, can I make a bracha now?
No.
No.
So in that case, it's the same thing. And
you can put on tefillin.
And both you can't.
You
can do both in that.
You cannot bring that carbon tonight.
Okay, so you're not making a mitzvah. That's the problem. Putting on tefillin without a mitzvah is not a tefillin. You're not doing anything. Just putting on something ritzuos. Partially, you're not doing the mitzvah. The idea is that there it's a time constraint that stops you from doing the mitzvah. And korban is, I can do it tomorrow. I can do it the next day. The same mitzvah. I need to bring a korban chatos. If I don't bring it today, I bring it tomorrow. Some korbanos have a time limit. But many korbanos don't. The smicha of the korban is associated with the fact something that is going to continue tomorrow, and therefore it's not a time constraint of the mitzvah. It's just the mitzvah doesn't apply in the night. So the Bisintzchok, let me, because I want to get the guys out before 10 o'clock. Right. So Bisintzchok says, the Bisintzchok says that that's pshat also in Bina Mesa Mikdash. According to Will, asking about it. He says, Bina Mesa Mikdash, you don't build it every day. Is it a mitzvah? It's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Just the day, I told you, you could do it during the day and it stops at night. It continues tomorrow morning. That's time concerning the mitzvah.
That's union.
So therefore,
union building.
Therefore, a woman, that mitzvah can apply to a woman. Mitzvah Jezman Goma, the gather mitzvah Jezman Goma, is saying that the time stopped the mitzvah. But the time is only a break in the mitzvah. Then you continue the same mitzvah tomorrow. Is that mitzvah Jezman? As I said to him in Chagiga, that can explain this week's pasha, explain last week's pasha, call Boa, Mekoma, Bisholim, according to that. I say, I'm clear.